Welcome to the Kevin Hilly Podcast, just a sample of what he does each morning on 101.9 The Wave. Now, here's Kevin.
Joining me this morning is Mike Waggett. You know Mike from MSW Interactive Designs. He does fantastic web work and working with companies around the area. First of all, good morning, Mike. How are you today?
Good, Kevin. How are you? It's good to see you again.
Good to see you too, buddy. Mike is in here for a whole nother reason today, though. He is, I was going to say the face, although that is actually accurate. He is the face, literally, of Evan Williams Bourbon. Boy, oh boy, what a gig, man.
It's really an honor, and being on the bottle, it's a big bottle, too, isn't it?
We
need to crack that open, maybe bring some of that down.
It's too pretty to open. I'm sorry. I told him, I said, this is, in fact, you said your parents are so proud. Tell me what they did.
Well, I say that tongue in cheek because, you know, that every parent's aspiration is to have their son on the side of a bourbon bottle. But, I'm extremely honored and humbled by my selection as a Evan Williams American Made Hero for 2019. Yeah, Evan Williams, they're a great American company, and I can't thank them enough for recognizing veterans across the country with this program. Evan Williams obviously values the leadership and sacrifice of our veterans who protect the American spirit, and I'm just glad I'm one of six that they chose this year. So I'm just real proud.
You may not be aware, but Mike is an Air Force veteran. $10,000 check you got, and the first personalized bottle of Evan Williams as well. Yeah, I mean, his face is right on the side here. I'm not kidding you. I mean, you look at, there's a side, there's Mike Waggett on the side of, which is like so cool.
Yeah.
Let me ask, how did they first get in touch with you? When you first heard this, did you think, oh, who's pranking me on this?
You know, that's kind of a funny story. Keith Lucas is one of my team members at MSW, and he nominated me without me knowing about it. And so I got a phone call from an Evan Williams rep, and I have a gatekeeper that screens calls coming into me, and I thought it was a prank, and I said, hey, tell them to send me an email. Well, lo and behold, I got an email, and they said, well, we want to talk to you further about a consideration. There's 5,500 nominations across the country for this, and I'm down to the last. They picked me as one of the six across the country. So, yeah, I thought initially it was too good to be true. That the $10,000 bit.
What are you doing with that? That's going to a charity of your choice.
It is. Evan Williams has been doing this for, it's fantastic, for about the past 3 years with this program. And I didn't know about it when I was selected as one of the six. They called me a month or two later and said, hey, we're going to give $10,000 to the charity that you designate. And I said, oh my goodness, this is so unexpected. So I had to put some thought to it, and I've decided.
How do you decide?
Right.
What?
Well, I really am a big fan of the VFW Post 5923 down in Camden.
Yes, yes.
They are doing great things for veterans. They are providing support navigating the VA system. They are providing scholarships. They're providing post-traumatic stress syndrome awareness programs, suicide awareness programs. Mm. And you know what? They put a hand out to a veteran who needs help. So if a veteran needs help with their electric bill 1 month, they'll give them a hand up. And that's what I'm all about. I want to give people a hand up if I can. And I just admire their mission. And I'm so glad that they're going to be able to receive this $10,000 donation.
You are a former colonel in the Air Force, which, by the way, I have to tell you right away, that's a winning thing in my book, because my dad was an Air Force veteran in World War II. He loved his time in the Air Force. And that was before it was called officially the Air Force. It was just Army then.
It's Army Air Corps.
It wasn't a separate branch at that point. But you've been a fighter pilot, a Pentagon officer. Let me just ask you this, Mike. Is life, when you get out of that, after you have, you know, soared at the speed of sound and gone on these missions, is life as a civilian kind of boring?
No, it's not. I had a great career. I was in 24 years and retired in 2009. My wife had started our company 20 years ago, so this is our 20-year anniversary. And I was very happy to come out of the military and bring some of those skills I learned to the business. So Sandy and I have become business partners in 2009, and we have worked to grow the company. One of the things that I think Evan Williams took notice of is Sandy and I are very community focused, and we want to give back, and we have taken our company And we have donated websites and other marketing services to nearly 50 charitable organizations over the 20 years. And then another thing that we're doing is we've built into the company DNA the idea that we have to give back, and our team members should be giving back as well. So we allow our team members 1 to 2 hours every week of paid time to pick a charity, go help out in the community. They enjoy doing it. We want to set the example in the community for this, and it's a fantastic program. And so last year, we had about 700 hours of paid time that Sandy and I allowed our folks to go help out here.
We're visiting with Mike Waggett. You know him perhaps from MSW Interactive Design here at the Lake, but he's also an Air Force veteran, and he's one of six chosen for the American Hero Edition of Evan Williams Kentucky Bourbon. Now, have you opened yours, by the way?
Yes. There's been at least one that has gone away. I'll tell you what, though. We've got an opportunity this weekend. I'm going to be down at Woods Supermarket in Lake Ozark from 9 to 10:30, and then at Hy-Vee from 11 to 3. We're working hard to get some bottles. There should be some bottles available to come look at, and if you want to buy one, I'll go ahead and sign it if you want me to. Just to meet and greet. I'd love to talk to as many folks. And then next Tuesday up in St. Louis is the big media event where they're going to present me the big check. Give me a bottle for my own, and that's at Lucas Wine and Spirits, and just south of Chesterfield from 10:30 on. That's next week, so I'm looking forward to all these events. Come on out this weekend on Saturday. I'd love to meet as many folks and tell a little bit more about the story and thank Evan Williams for this.
Let me ask you something, Mike, that I've wondered sometimes as a veteran. I know, you know, whenever we come across veterans, you know, we kind of almost knee jerk. Thank you for your service. And we mean it when we say it. Thank you. But sometimes it doesn't seem like enough. Thank you for your service. What's from the veterans' side of things, your response to something like that?
You know, I think everybody likes to be thanked. It's nice to hear that. I just say thank you very much for recognizing that we've done some things in our lives that some other folks haven't done to help protect, you know, our country and our way of life. And so I don't mind if somebody comes up and says thanks for your service. I shake their hand and we talk a little bit, and I try to find out if they have a military connection themselves. So
you're a relatively young guy, and you have lived an amazing life already, and apparently stuff is still happening to you, as evidenced by the bottle of Evan Williams Kentucky Bourbon. There is his face right there on the side, the American Hero Edition. If somebody actually wants to get one of these, where do they pick them up?
I would go to any of the major supermarkets in town. If you're up in St. Louis or Kansas City or one of the bigger cities, I'd go to the large liquor distributors. They will have them through about July 4th. If you look, you can find them. If you look hard, you might be able to find my bottle there. I'm one of six, so you'll have to hunt around a little bit. And again, we'll have some bottles, I think, at this bottle signing this weekend. So if you come on down and we have some, I'll be happy to, or Hy-Vee or Woods will be happy to sell it to you.
And this is all in conjunction with Heaven Hill Distillery, correct?
Absolutely. Heaven Hill folks, fantastic. And they do a lot of neat things. Evan Williams is just one of their brands that they represent. You know, Evan Williams is the second largest distributor of Kentucky bourbon in the world.
I did not know that.
And I think in 1783, it was Evan Williams who started that. It's great bourbon, and I've been drinking it for a long time. I put it on my Cheerios this morning, so it's really good.
Well, that's a sign of good bourbon right there. When it goes with Cheerios, man, forget it. Mike Wagg, it's such a pleasure to have you here again today, my friend.
Thank you for allowing me to come on in and shoot the breeze a little bit with you.
Mike Waggett from MSW Interactive, and again, he is the recipient of a $10,000 check that he is donating to the VFW in Camden.
5923, post 5923.
All right, and he is on the bottle of Evan Williams Kentucky Bourbon. There's his face staring right back at me, man. It's crazy. It's so cool. Thanks a lot, Mike. Really appreciate it, man.
You'll find the Kevin Hilly Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Audio Boom, Stitcher, and TuneIn. Subscribe, share, comment, and like. You can email Kevin, too, at kevinhilly@gmail.com. And, of course, he's on the air each day from 6 to 10 a.m. Central Time on 101.9 The Wave. Thanks for listening to the Kevin Hilly Podcast.